Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone, here in Radio Land in Tucson. We are here, we are here. Get ready, get ready, get up, get up, get up. It is the Fresh Start Show with Dr. Holt. Listen, we are excited to see you on and tuning in on this morning, on this Saturday morning. We are excited for another great show, and we're looking for a great time. So we want you to go get your Fruit Loops, Captain Crunch, Apple Jacks, and your favorite cereal and your cup of coffee, because you are tuning in with the Fresh Start Show with Dr. Holt. Good morning, everybody. We're excited to have you with us on this weekend, and we're excited for another great show. And thank you to all of our partners that have been sticking with us and taking a chance on us and been rocking with us for this short time that we have been on the show. But we are excited again to be with you on this Saturday morning, and we are excited because we've been blessed to see another day, another weekend, and we are thankful for the clouds and the rain that we've been getting to cool us off a little bit. It's been really, really hot, and so trust me, we can stand to appreciate those clouds and those rain and that rain that's been coming in into Tucson. Well, good morning, everybody. This is Dr. Holt, and I'm here, your radio host, to share and to let you know what's going on with the Fresh Start show and the Fresh Start organization. So one of the things I want to let everyone know that we are proud to announce that we are now a 501c3 organization. We are tax exempt. Thank God. It's been a process to get that going. So the Fresh Start is a bona fide organization. We are a nonprofit organization. So we are now a 501c3 tax exempt organization, and we're excited for this monumental period in our organization. And so we are excited because we're going to be able to do some continuum work throughout our community and throughout our city. So we know that as I've been announcing that this coming October, always been announcing every week, so we can be letting everybody know early that Fresh Start Expo will be October 22nd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Tucson Convention Center. Our mission is where we believe that everyone deserves a new beginning. And so we want you to come on down, get your son, daughter, nephew, niece, granddaughter, grandchild. Come on down to the Fresh Start Expo. That's going to be in a few months from now in October. October 22nd, that is a Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we want you to come down. We will be helping people who have been formerly incarcerated to get on their feet, and we're going to be helping people to not be incarcerated by helping them to squash their warrants and address many of the things they need to handle on the legal side. So we're expecting for a great time. Also, remember, August 19th, that is not too far away anymore. We're just several weeks away from Friday morning, October 19th. At St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. And so we expect a great time. That is going to be the Fresh Start's first fundraiser. It is our very, very, very first fundraiser, and that's going to be on Friday morning, August 19th, from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the morning. It's a fundraiser breakfast. So please come out. If you want to support us, you want to get tickets, feel free to get tickets. We are going to be doing some amazing things. If you want to go to our website, please go to our website at www.freshstartint.com. That's www.freshstartint.com. So if you want more information about these events, please go to our website so that you can get that information. Listen, we're just excited again for some great things that are taking place in our community and great things that are taking place in our city. And so we are excited to be able to help people who have been formerly incarcerated. This radio show is for you. We are here to humanize you. We're here to talk about your struggles, talk about your issues, and all those other things that take place when you have a felony or when you are incarcerated. And so on last week, we talked about the danger of private prisons in our community. And I just wanted to touch that on that a little bit, because we know that prison period can be very traumatic. Prison can be very debilitating, very intimidating, and devastating. And we know that when people have been to prison, their life is not the same. Their life has been drastically impacted. Their lives have been traumatizing. Their lives have been polarizing and devastating when you are entangled with the prison system. And this is why when we look at the prison system, we have to go all the way back working with children, working with the youth, because that's where we can catch many people the most from not going to prison, is catching young people while they are young, while their brain is still developing, while their personalities are still being molded and shaped. It's very important that we catch our kids. There's something called the school to prison pipeline, which is kids are navigating from school, from the schoolhouse to the jailhouse. That should not be. So a lot of our adults as well, that are adult populations that's incarcerated in prison, has drastically been impacted by the school to prison pipeline. I mean, they just had a route to go to prison ever since they were young. And so when we are talking about these issues, that we need to keep that in mind, that many of these issues start when young people are young. Frederick Douglass said it is far easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. And that is so powerful, so prolific, and just a wow factor. But when you think about that, it is so very true that many of our adult issues come from unaddressed childhood traumas and issues that we did not deal with. But we want to keep people out of prison. That's where we want. Now, we understand under certain circumstances, you break the law, you have to pay for that. You break the law, you will have to be held accountable. We understand that. But everything is not simple, white and black. There are gray areas. There are situations where we really have to look at, is this the right thing to do? And I think that in America, obviously, according to data, we overly incarcerate so many people in our country than any other country in the world. And so we have to do better on making sure that, and I get it, there's times where you have to be tough on crime, because without being tough on crime, without safety, it's hard to build a community, it's hard to invest in the community, it's hard for even entrepreneurs and business owners to bring jobs to the area if we don't have safety. But what I am saying is everything just cut and dry, where we just throw away the key, lock everyone up, and that's not always the case. Sometimes we have to have better rules and better policies in regards to alternatives to incarceration and diversions from incarceration. And so, again, as I alluded to before, getting ready to talk about private prisons, private prisons, most definitely have a few pros, but it have a lot of cons, and it has a lot of negatives. And we have to be careful not to allow people to get rich off the backs of people being incarcerated. And so private prisons have been very, very challenging and has been devastating to many communities. One is because of the fact that it's a third party contract with the government. And the whole point of it is to create jail cells and run it at its lowest level of standards and lowest level of safety and its lowest level of being fiscally responsible. And so, and then the big thing is because it's private, that means people have invested money into these private prisons. And anytime you invest money, you want dividends, you want payback. Well, how do you get a lot of that payback? Well, you need to fill up them prisons. And so that's one of the big concerns about private prisons as well, is the contract of just filling those jail cells up to the max to get optimum pay out of those prisons. And I don't know how you feel about it, but in my mind, we need to be building more schools. We need to be building more early childhood educating centers to help kids stay in books. Because if you keep kids in books, you won't have to put them behind bars. Let me say it again. If you keep kids behind books, you won't have to put them behind bars. The fact that we have a lot of incarceration is because of the lack of education. If we really put our primary focus on making sure that we are pushing education like none other, many of our incarcerating rates would decrease, because people need education. They need information. They need skills. They need trade. They need to be able to have the right skill to put food on a table. And so when we talk about private prisons, it gets concerning, because number one, safety is an issue, you know, and quality, high standards. The standards of a public prison versus a private prison looks really different, because the whole purpose of private prisons was to build buildings that can confine people, but operate it at minimum cost. Well, when you operate things like that at minimum cost, somebody has to pay the bad end of the stick on that. And so these are the reasons why we are concerned about having too many prisons in our community. Do we have to have prisons? Yes. Should we have prisons? I would say yes. Someone breaks the law who's a nuisance or a menace to society, yes, they have to be held accountable for the decisions and for the crime that's been violated, and, you know, lack of respect of rule of law. We have to do that. But what I am saying is everything is not just simple black and white, where you can just look at something and make the decision. And because there's so many other criteria that play a big part on people being in prison. Listen, being in prison is no joke. You know, I don't know how many years, you know, people, according to their sentencing, have to live out, you know, whether it's 2 years to 10 years to 15 or 20 years. But the fact of the matter is that if you come out of prison having a felony, your life is going to be drastically impacted. And I talk to many people who have been in incarcerated, and they also talk about not just being formerly incarcerated, but currently being incarcerated, and the struggles that they have to go through just being in prison on a day-to-day basis, you know, having a lack of sleep because you don't know if someone is going to try to murder you in your sleep or hang you or shank you and things of that nature. The level of stress, I couldn't even imagine what does the adrenal system of prisoners look like, far as with their stress load and their adrenal systems being tapped out in fatigue, because it just can't take any more level of stress, worry, and being afraid for their life. I don't think a lot of times when we think about these issues that we really, really put a strong focus on what do people who are incarcerated really, really go through, far as violence, far as sexual assaults, far as being attacked, far as even gang affiliation or even race affiliation. You know, there's all kind of different dynamics that plays into people being in prison. But the time that you lose from your family and time you lose from your children, the time you lose from if you're married and you get incarcerated, how that is a heavy strain on a marriage. If a spouse is incarcerated and have to do a nice length of time, on how that impacts the dynamics of marriages and families and careers and all of those different things. And so sometimes we just don't really take into account that these maladaptive circumstances is really concerning and should be taken very, very serious. And then when it's time for you to complete your sentence and be released back into the public population, we come to realize it's not as easy to bounce back on your feet as people say. Is it impossible? No. But will it be difficulty? Will it be difficult? Yes. Will you have your share of hardships? Yes. Will you have some doors slammed in your face and they tell you no? Yes, that will happen. And plus many, many different things. But the fact of the matter is that you can bounce back. You can do better in life if given a great chance. And that's why we have Fresh Start. And that's why I'm visualizing Fresh Start, because Fresh Start was a vision a few years ago to help people who've been formerly incarcerated, to help people who have made some bad choices, to help people that necessarily didn't get everything right in life. And as a result, they have been indicted, prosecuted, and convicted and sentenced. So we know that it is not easy when we have to deal with people who are incarcerated. And I don't know who I'm talking to. That may be you that's who I'm talking to. Or maybe your father, or maybe your son or your daughter, maybe your nephew, whoever. But being incarcerated is no fun. And when you come out of prison, you need resources, you need skills, you need education, you need opportunities. This is the reason why recidivism is high in many parts of our country, because of the fact that when people come out of prison, we don't have anything to offer them. And it's one thing to tell somebody to get a job because they're on parole or probation, or to tell them, you know, this is what they need to have. But what are we doing to really help people get on their feet and to reduce that recidivism number that we are beginning to see in our jails and our prisons, where people just go back? That's what recidivism means. You know, people go back. They feel like it's harder to live as a free man than an incarcerated person. And so that's really dangerous. But the many people feel like that, is that it's very hard and difficult. It's hard to get jobs. It's hard to get housing. It's hard to really get on your feet. And many people get frustrated. And not only get frustrated, they get stressed out. They get depressed. They just go through an emotional spiraling low because they just don't know how they're going to make it. And that's why we have Fresh Start. Fresh Start is here to help people, to help you, to help your niece, to help your nephew, your grandchild, whoever has been locked up. This is what we're here for. We want to make sure that you get a second chance of a new beginning. And that's deserving. Many people have made many bad choices, but it's about, what do you do once you have made that choice? What do you do when it's time to learn from those bad decision makings? And so that's why we're here. That's why we have Fresh Start here. Fresh Start last year was crazy successful. I mean, oh my God, it was crazy successful. Mayor Romero was there, and Laura Conover, our county attorney, was there. We had courts from city courts, juvenile courts, superior courts, justice courts, all there. Our public defender, he was there, county public defender, city public defender. I mean, we were all there to help people get on their feet. And this is why we're coming back this October, on Saturday, on October 22nd, and from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. is because we wanted to take time out to really, really help people that want to help themselves. And that's where it's really all about. People who have a made up mind, who's committed to the process, who's passionate about moving forward in their future. This is what this is all about. This is helping them, getting alongside somebody. I was once told when I was a young boy coming up, and the statement was said, the only time you should look down on somebody is when you're trying to pick them up. I'm going to say that again. I was always told that the only time you look down on somebody is when you are trying to pick them up. That's the only time you look down. You're looking down to help bring people up. And that was always my vision, is when people feel down, when people feel, man, what's the use to turning my life around? You know, I keep getting rejected. I can never get a job. It gets hard out here. It gets depressing. It weighs heavy sometimes on your self-esteem and self-value. You know, you just want to put food on the table. You just want to keep a roof over your head. And truly, I get it. And so that's why we have Fresh Start. And we're going to be here This October, we're going to, on 22nd, we're going to be at the Tucson Convention Center. And we're expecting large, 2 to 3 times more of people coming down to get help than last year. And so we want you to come down. We're going to be providing child care. We're going to be providing haircuts. You know, something about when you look good, you just perform good. So we want people to feel proud of this event, not embarrassed. That's why we don't have anything in the title about being re-entry or for ex-cons or anything like that. It's the Fresh Start Expo, and the focus is to help people get in the driver's seat of their destiny, you know, try life all over again. Just because one person told you no doesn't mean you're going to get a no for the rest of your life. That just wasn't your door. I always say at my church, a rejection is nothing but a direction, right? So just because you was rejected and someone said no doesn't mean that there isn't a door. It just wasn't your door. And so I want people to be encouraged, continually keeping the faith and keeping hope, because as long as you're still breathing, you got a fighting chance. You got a fighting chance to change your life. You have a fighting chance to go after anything you have your mindset on as far as being successful. You can do it. And so just because you have a felony and just because you have some criminal history does not define you per se. Now, it's going to be about how do you address adversity? How do you address shortcomings? How do you address failures in your life? And how do you address hardships? You're certainly going to have those hardships, but that does not mean that it's over. There's still a great chance for you to do some amazing things, but you got to keep the faith. You got to keep the hope. You got to continue to believe in yourself. Listen, I'm telling you today, if you're breathing, that means you got another chance to do it all over again. If you're breathing, that means you have another chance to get things right. If you're breathing, that means you have a chance to rebuild that relationship with your son from all those years being lost in prison. Likewise, the same for your daughter, for many years being in prison that you have lost. Build back relationship with friends and things of that nature. You're going to be able to do all those things. And there's so many amazing reasons why we have to press through and why we must not give up and why we must continue to fight on the good fight. Listen, I want you to be encouraged to not walk around with your head hang low, being ashamed, feeling sorry for yourself. We have all made mistakes. The only difference is you got caught with your hand in the cookie jar. But that doesn't mean that many people have not made various mistakes and things of that nature. So I want you to pick your head up. I want you to shake off all the negative energy. Shake off all of the rejection. Shake off all the negative statements that you were told that you cannot make it, that you cannot achieve. You will not come out of your situation. That is a lie. It's all about how you have faith and how you have hope and how you have the tenacity to keep fighting and not taking no for an answer and not taking a rejection as an answer, but continue to fight on and fight on. And my brothers and sisters right now that's listening to this show that is incarcerated, listen, don't lose hope. Do not give up. Do not throw in the towel. There is so many wonderful and powerful things that you can do in our world. So I don't want you to give up. I don't want you to quit. I want you to continue to remember that all things are possible to them that believe. Listen, I just got about 1 minute left into the show, but I just want to remind you, if you want to come to our fundraiser breakfast, the Fresh Start Fundraiser Breakfast, we will be at the St. Andrews Presbyterian Church in Tucson, Arizona. It's going to be Friday morning from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Okay, this isn't a morning event, not an evening event. Okay, so keep that in mind. Come and join us. If you want more information, go to our website at www.freshstartint.com. That is www.freshstartint.com. Listen, it's going to be amazing. We're going to have all kind of people there. If you want to get tickets is $35 for individuals. If you're an organization that want to get a table of eight, that's $250. Listen, come on out. Let's support. Let's help people's lives be impacted and changed. Listen, I'm out of time. It's been great. We had a great show today. Stay encouraged. Things will get better. See you next Saturday at 7:30.